From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Utah Department of Health reported 325 new confirmed COVID-19 cases over the weekend, bringing the state's total to more than 7,200. But nearly 60% of them are considered recovered. Health officials also announced three more deaths, bringing the state's total to 80. All three were from Salt Lake County, and two were residents at long-term care facilities. So far, more than 170,000 Utahns have been tested. Another 57-hour weekend curfew on the Navajo Nation is lifted, and essential businesses such as grocery stores and gas stations are open again this morning. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says large-scale coronavirus testing on the reservation outpaces all states based on population, with nearly 25,000 administered. But the numbers continue to impact the Navajo Nation. Over the weekend, another 13 deaths from COVID-19 were confirmed, as well as 262 new positive test results. Nez attributes the spike in part to shifting traffic patterns, primarily in New Mexico. A stay-at-home order and day curfew remain in place across the reservation. In the 2 weeks since Utah permitted dine-in service, the Salt Lake County Health Department has recorded around 50 complaints about COVID-19 procedures at restaurants. Jeremy Ford has reopened two of his Draper-based locations. He says the hardest part has been unlearning customer service habits to limit contact with guests.
And then it's things like trying to train our staff to do things that in hospitality we are not accustomed to not doing. Pre-bussing a table or leaning in to take silverware or a plate off of the table we can no longer do.
Parts of Salt Lake County have shifted to the yellow, low-risk phase, and others remain in the orange, moderate phase. But the food service guidelines are the same in both. Four Utah cities will start offering COVID-19 antibody tests to its residents. Starting Wednesday, people living in Draper, Riverton, Bluffdale, and Vineyard will be able to get checked for the presence of antibodies, even if they had no coronavirus symptoms. But it's not free. The tests cost $70 apiece. Residents should get results in about 15 to 20 minutes. In a joint statement, the mayors of the city say they need to know the, quote, true infection rate, end quote, of their communities so they can work to limit the spread of the virus. With most of Utah now in the yellow low-risk level of the coronavirus recovery plan, some people are beginning to think about large-scale events. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more on a concert planned for the end of May.
Utah Business Revival is a group of small business owners urging the state to reopen the economy. And later this month, they plan to host a live concert. 600 to 800 people are expected to show up, but directives from the state cap group gatherings at 50 people, unless they have formal oversight. Kaysville Police Chief Saul Oberg says the concert's host has applied for permits, and the police department doesn't have any plans to put a stop to the event.
Even if they don't get the permits, I think we have an issue of constitutionality that we need to look at, too. Part of our job as law enforcement is to protect people's constitutional rights.
Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt says the event can create a template for other places to follow.
We as elected officials should be rushing to restore these rights to our citizens. I think if we just wait till it's safe, we have no rights.
Witt says if the concert has more than 1,000 attendees, the host will have to get more permits through the county. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
A teen missionary from Bountiful serving with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was hit and killed by a car while riding his bike in Georgia. 19-year-old Elder McKay Bergeson was struck Saturday night. His companion was unhurt. Bergeson began his service last December for the Tennessee Knoxville Mission on the Georgia state line. Chattanooga News Channel 9 reports Georgia state troopers say it was a hit and run, and Bergeson was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver has not been found, and the investigation continues. A new survey finds differences in how Westerners feel about water and how those feelings translate into action. KUNC's Luke Runyon reports.
The American public media project The Water Main surveyed more than 1,000 Americans. Among their findings is that knowledge of water issues isn't the biggest predictor of whether someone takes the effort to act. Personal connections to rivers, lakes, and oceans lead to people taking more conservation measures. Amy Scotchless-Cole is the Water Main's managing editor.
Some of us who work on water fear that it is out of sight, out of mind, but that's not really the case. in reality, you know, 8 in 10 Americans expressed concern for the future of water.
Westerners were more likely than the rest of the country to vote with water issues top of mind, but knew less about sources of water pollution. I'm Luke Runyon.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.